Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Wow, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
No
limits.
What's up, Chicago? That's right. It's about that time. It's about that time. It's about to go down one time.
Hey, no limit.
Yes, sir. It's the hottest radio show in the land. Take No Limits Off is on the air. That's right. We are on the air. We are broadcasting live. Oh, that's in my ear. We are broadcasting live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, from the birthplace of gospel music. And as always, it's your boy, your host, the one, the only, Minister Dana L. King. I am happy to be here on this extra special Monday. Man, look, it's exciting, man. I don't even know. I meant to tell. I don't know. Tony, did you see the title of the show? Huh? Okay. So I'm excited because look here. Not only is it Missional Monday, right? Not only is it Missional Monday. I forgot to tell Jayden to put that in there, but it's all good. Not only is it Missional Monday, it's also the 800th broadcast. Jesus. It is the 800th broadcast of the TTLO radio show. 800 shows, y'all. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear what I'm saying? That's a whole lot of talking. In the words of Taylor, y'all, that's too long. If I'd left it up to Taylor, she probably would have said we should have stopped like after the third show or something. So it change our who to what? Oh, really? That's what I need to do. Anyway, y'all, it is Monday, June, what's the date? Monday, June 8th, 2020, and I am excited to be here with you guys again. It's a good day. Four ways to refresh when your soul is weary. Four ways to refresh when your soul is weary. That's the topic of our conversation today. That and so many more things. I just thought about that. I try not to talk politics. We do get a little political sometimes, but I kind of have to go with what's in the, yeah, could you zoom that out a little bit more? Because I feel like it's right in my teeth. Yeah, I mean, he controlling it over there. He got it. I feel like it's in the back of my throat. it's good to be on, man. I'm excited to be here again. But let me give you the rundown on how you could be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you to my producer over there on the other side of the glass, the one, the only, Mr. We should have set up. Man, Jalen, I should have told you to do it before we got started. You should have set up that other iPad and put the camera over there on the producer. I should have told you to
do that.
This one right here. I do got this extra iPad right here, though. You could, what? He, what? Why you on? What? Really? Really? That's it. There you go. Look at that. Anyway. Why you tearing up stuff over there? Look at this. is. Stop. Don't do that. Don't do that to him. Let him do what he do. Anyway, Latanya Meltz is on the other side of the glass, best producer in the land, handling all the business on the other side. But you can dial. You can also call into the show. Area code 323-870-4375. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. One more time for the Holy Ghost. 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. If you want to email the show, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. Follow us on social media. Real simple, real easy to do. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. If you want to follow us on the gram, on Instagram, you can do that as well. Follow us on Instagram. That's simple. That's real easy to do. Follow us on the gram at O Radio. Yep, you can follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing and seeing from you guys that way. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Again, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Wonderful cross posting thing is just amazing. But there it is. But you can find us there as well. So, don't forget, we are an iHeartRadio partner. You can also find us on iHeartRadio. Just do a simple search for TTLO Radio, the TTLO Media Group. And not only will you find the TTLO Radio show, you'll also find Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Looking forward to our conversation with them on tomorrow to get their relaunches scheduled, to get them back up and on the air. You can also find Grindology every Thursday with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Just one in the many of shows that we have on this network, and those and some even more to come. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Where was I going to go? Oh, so we had another weekend of, I don't know, Tony, what would you say, peaceful protest? Yeah, they were rather peaceful, right? Peaceful protest this weekend, and so I can't even complain about any of that, man. It was good to see some peaceful protests. I'm glad that Austin, and I still feel like I'm a part, even though I'm over here now, I'm worshiping in Bronzeville. I am so glad and ecstatic to see that my Austin area community stepped up big time yesterday. They were out big time in the Austin area. They had a march from, I think, Central and from Austin and Division to Central and Madison, I believe, is where they ended up, somewhere right over there. But it was amazing to see them out all of their splendor. Everybody had their black shirts on, whether it was a Black Lives Matter shirt or whatever shirt representing who you were with and what you were out there doing. So I was just glad to see all of them out there, man, doing the thing. So congrats to all of the churches that were a part of the rally on yesterday, man. It had rallies there. You had rallies on the south side. You had rallies in Cicero yesterday. Folks marching in Cicero for Black Lives Matter. Just let that sink in. For those of you who don't know much about the Chicago, Illinois area, just the fact that I just said that out my mouth don't even sound right. But you have folks marching in Cicero, for what happened in what's going on with George Floyd and everything else. So, again, that was good to see. I'm excited about that as well. But let me tell you, I just want to know how y'all feeling, man. How is everybody doing? Did everybody have a good weekend? How was y'all's worship service on yesterday, man? We getting ready for, man, it has snuck up on us mightily. I shouldn't say it snuck up on us because we knew it was coming. But we church anniversary. This would be my first ever virtual church anniversary. I don't know what that looked like. But this is going to be our first ever virtual service church anniversary. We'll be celebrating, what is it, 118? Is 119? I thought it was 118 too. I thought you did 116.
That's bad. That's so bad. I think it's 118.
Oh, you know what? It's 118. There it is. That's one way to remember. It's 118. Yeah, 118th year. We're having a virtual, wow, church anniversary. So that's going to be interesting, man. So y'all come on and tune in on Sunday for the 118th anniversary of the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's going to be something to see. I'm excited. I just want to know. I know nothing, but I'm just going to be excited to be here and what is going to be. So y'all coming out. Okay, I did just share this to my page. I had to do that because I didn't do that before. So now, what you mean I can't post it this time? Really? Did that really just tell me that? Okay, there. It really just told me that I cannot post at this time. Okay, whatever. Anyway, y'all, I want to know how everybody's time was and what everybody was doing. How was y'all worship service? Tanya, I guess I can't ask you how your worship service was because you was here with me. So can I ask you how your worship service was on Sunday? You saying talking to yourself? I don't know how she be acting like she don't know it's a microphone.
It was okay.
Ooh, you sound real dry over there. It was okay. I know, right? It's on. Try it again.
It was okay.
You hit that time? Yeah, that's good. Good. Thank you, associate producer. Right. Sometimes the executive producer needs some help over there. So she don't want to talk. She don't want to talk today. Oh, God. Anyway, let me see. Let me speak to some of the people in the room. I can see some, and I can't see none. Now, let me go back on this side. All right, good. Let's see. Y'all say something so I can see something. Lisette Herrington, God bless you. She always say family. What's going on? Shiante Bulis, to God be the glory. Pitts, God bless you. And I see 17, 18 of y'all, but I don't see no y'all didn't say nothing. But do me a favor. When you come into the stream, hit the live stream. Do that for me. Look, I want to talk about, I'm not going to spend a lot, I'm not going to do the whole political thing today. I do want to say this. There is a message that's going around about defunding the police departments, right? They want to defund the police department in Minneapolis. I was about to sound like y'all president who can't talk, who says Minneapolis. But they're talking about defunding the police department in Minnesota. They're talking about defunding. Somebody said defunding the police department here in Chicago and all that. See, here is where you have to rein in. Can I say it like this? Here's where you have to rein in stupidity. You can't abolish and defund the police department, right? You can't just say, take all the money out of the police department so when we call 911, we get nothing. That just don't make sense, right? That makes no sense at all. I'm gonna defund the police department and then what? No. What you can do is make the punishment stiffer, right? You can make the punishment stiffer. All you gotta do, and I saw this, I think my brother David Rogers said this earlier. All you gotta do is hit them pensions. That's all you gotta do is hit them pensions. If you get relieved from your police powers for abuse of police powers, you lose that pension. Trust me, people who've been working 25 and 30 years, they ain't trying to lose that because them pensions is nice. Ain't nobody trying to lose them pensions. That's all you got to do. I told y'all this before. Touch the money. All you got to do is touch the money, right? If you stop these folks from committing these crimes and then them walking away scot-free. Because here's the deal. And I like what they did in Buffalo. So I found out. So, you know, those police walked off the job in Buffalo. They walked off because the police department, or I guess their union, said they were no longer going to be paying for legal defense for them. Right. So here is the deal. If the police unions, if you stop letting the Chicago Police Department have to fund all of these legal arguments and all of these fights and all of this stuff, maybe, just maybe, some of these attitudes would change. Maybe, just maybe. Come on now. Somebody would think twice before they do something stupid, recognizing that they're going to lose a whole lot of money in the future. I ain't saying. I'm just saying. I think they just need to rethink this. That's all you got to do is rethink this. We cannot afford to have them cutting off. Talk about let's just cancel the police. Hire private security, really? Really? I ain't trying to go far-fetched, but you know that's what they did in y'all remember the movie? I'm dating myself. Y'all remember RoboCop? That's when the police took over. They had a private company that took over Detroit. It's all Detroit always told her. But they had a private company take over the police department, right? No. Now, I do agree. However, I do agree you need civilian oversight on the police department. I'm 100% comfortable with saying there needs to be civilian oversight with our police departments. I am. I just think that there, did I do that? I just think that there really, really needs to be some civilian oversight with those police departments, because then the current oversight and all that stuff, it don't really apply the same way. It don't hit the same way. Come on now. Hit those pockets and people will change. The conversation changes when you affect the pocketbook. The conversation changes when you infect the pocketbook, right? You got to recognize that. You got to recognize that. What? The purge is very close. Like the movie. Is that what she's talking about, Shante? The purge? Huh? Did you see? Shante, are you talking about the purge, the movie? Y'all ain't trying to go that route. Because unfortunately, black folk, y'all not prepared for the purge. We can't do the purge, cause y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready for that. Y'all gotta have a game plan for the purge. Most of y'all ain't ready for the purge. Let me say that again. I've been trying to educate y'all for the last few weeks, but most of y'all ain't ready for the purge. Most of y'all ain't ready for that next level of understanding in all thy ways. First, get understanding. Let me not mess up scripture right now. But I think it's way past time for us to get some better understanding of what's really going on. And if we don't get it, if we don't recognize it, if we don't start making some changes, but I do believe in holding police accountable. I do believe in community oversight. I like what they said about having some civilians show up at the training. Did you see that? One of the things that the mayor put out about, and you know what I thought about? There's a select few people in the city of Chicago that go through the community police training program. And those people who go through the community police, it froze or something? It went out? Okay, because I do just see that now. Because mine went out. Might be that bootleg internet. Switch it to something else. But, yeah. But I find it real interesting that I think it would be great. I don't know about you, but all those people who went to the community policing, who are part of their communities, those should be the first people they call. They went through the training. We saw the process. I remember asking specific questions. Are we back? No? Yes? Almost. Okay. Thank you. Almost is good. I knew we shouldn't. That's my fault, though. When you asked me about that TTL05, I should have said nope. Oh, maybe we okay, I think we back. Yeah. It's there. I'm curious. I'm curious as to who they're going to pick to be a part of this what's that? Talk. You talking?
I don't know the exact name, but mm-hmm. they don't agree with having people come from the community to tell them about the community, which is kind of crazy. When the guy said it, I was like,
right.
You don't know this community. That's like, for instance, our school.
Yeah, yeah.
You look sideways like, so you from the south side and you up north. But you supposed to know our babies.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm in total agreement with you on that. That's another part of the problem. Somebody put a post up earlier today, and it said why there's so many white police in black areas. And I know you can't. And I know there's a way to do it without discrimination, but you should be able to put people that put some people in the neighborhood that people are going to feel comfortable with. I know it's bad black cops too. Don't get me wrong. I know it's some bad black police officers too, but I am more inclined to build a relationship with folk that look like me. I'm more inclined. If you're trying to get me to trust somebody, at least look here. That could be a level of prejudice on my own, right? That could be a level of prejudice. What's up, Matthew Lyon in the watch party? God bless you, man. Met Matthew during the witness conference. But I think people are more likely to want to have relationship with folks that build some trust, right? Because you had all these cops who are doing all this dirt. You had when you look at the ones that are being killed by people, right? When you look at the ones that are doing all the dirt, now the cops that were in Atlanta that bust out them car windows, them two brothers that overdid it. The one with the I don't know what the girls were doing. They were one of the two girls in the car. Was it a boy and a girl? They both were caught on camera. Okay, I don't know which was which, but I know they bust the windows out during the day. Those were two girls. Right. So it's like they overdid it, right? They overstepped their bounds. But in Atlanta, I'll give you a very good example. It's a whole lot of black police in the city of Atlanta. Duh. Right? Okay. So in Chicago, in these different areas, in these neighborhoods, in the Austin area, in the Bronzeville community, in the Auburn-Gresham area, in the East Garfield, West Garfield, certain parts of Logan Square, right? Because the school technically is where? Humble Park, right. Okay, Humble Park. It's a mixture. But okay then, and it should reflect your community. I don't know why that's so difficult. I'm not saying flood the communities with black police officers, but I'm saying put some people there, and then I'll take it a step further. Maybe there needs to be a push on the hiring process of do a push for police officers from the community, and then put them in the community when they leave the academy. A lot of times they don't do that.
I think the problem was they were thinking, you know, the base salary once you get out of training is $46,000.
Okay.
So what they don't want to
happen. Is it only still 46? Oh, it did go up because I remember back in the day it was less than that. But okay, 46.
It's 46. And then, you know, after 18 months it changes.
Okay.
What they don't want to happen is, like, you know, well, yeah, well, give me this area for 60 grand. So, like, that's why they keep trying to start off people at the same base.
Okay.
And everything else like that.
Okay.
Because you're going to, and the people that ask, like, you know, how come I see so many white people in black neighborhoods? At this point, like I said, you see them because they're coming from different areas to give peace right now and everything else
right,
like that.
Right.
And then also we have a lot of little small nepotism. You know.
When you graduate out of the academy, I'm gonna put you over in my district. So you can be taken care of.
I mean, I was told like as soon as if I would have kept going, like, you know, whatever area you wanted, I could have.
Right.
So I wouldn't have to, you know, put up with any
right.
or I could just be closer to
right.
Taylor School.
Right.
I mean, so it's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. But again, that's why I like the guy from Felicia, what had happened? I'm late for church again. Felicia, come on. Felicia, come in. Felicia show up at church after the scripture been read. Where are you preaching from? What the scripture is? Right. And loud. Asking across the room. What'd he say? But really, Shante, chatterization. That's what we call it. Chatterization. Right. You go to the... We need Zoom rooms. Put you over here in this. Anyway, I liked the new superintendent. I liked him when I watched him when how he handled the situation in Dallas. He became quote unquote famous during the Dallas shooter when they had the sniper in Dallas, right? He became famous during that process. But then, you know, I was really gearing towards them hiring somebody from Chicago who knew those areas. And I just believe if they had got Commander Betts, who was now deputy whatever, he's deputy whatever already, because he kept rising. Like, they snatched – as soon as he was trying to get Austin, like, good – and this happens in Austin all the time. If they put somebody good over there, they keep snatching them out and taking them and putting them over here in the headquarters. They keep pulling them out. And they keep – and it's great that they keep getting promoted, but, dude, we need that consistency. So if they had kept Commander Betts – And elevated Betts on the west side, and he would have known he knows Austin. He was in Austin a long time, right? Before him, Barbara God, what was her name? She's deputy something too. It's like they elevated her. Bring the people back that know the areas, because Austin, that different from Inglewood, right? Come on, that's all. They ain't that different. And you could have easily handled that. You could have easily put some people there. And I guarantee you, had one of them been the superintendent during last weekend, 2 weekends ago, would have been handled different. They would have told them, hey, look, we've been over here for a while. We already know where they're going to hit. Cover the shoe stores. Just go put some people in front of the shoe stores. I mean, you know, it would have been better to me. It just would have made sense. But that's it. Oh, so anyway, I mentioned it earlier, briefly. I want to just say this, and I'm gonna move on. 800 broadcasts, man. We've done 800 broadcasts. This is like literally the 800th broadcast, from TTLO Media Group. Like, in some form of some iteration, this is the eight. That's encompassing all of our shows. All of the shows that are on the network, all the shows that used to be on the network, we take all of them, all of those count as a broadcast. So today, June 8th, is crazy. It makes the 800th broadcast, the 800th show. That's a whole lot of, that's a lot. Huh? We would have been there sooner, what, if not for the break? Well, yeah, and if you take out all the Wednesdays we cut out already, we probably would have. Since we came back on, you know, you throw in 52 more Wednesdays from, yeah, probably more than 52. You probably would double that because we were off for a long time. So you put in 104 more Wednesdays. Now we're at 900 and something, right? Yeah. So I mean, but I mean, you know what? It's okay that we don't have it. I'm like 800 shows. That's a lot. TV series don't last that long. Right, and we are a weekly show that we broadcast every week. Rain, sleet, snow, polar vortex. I still remember when me and Parks was in here freezing the heat. That was when we didn't know the heat had went out. But we were sitting in here freezing on that Monday night, about to die. Through what? Y'all did the show when I had the surgery. Right, yeah, y'all did the show. Right, I was having surgery. Y'all did the show. Yeah, all that. You know, we've been through all that, man. Surgeries, death, shootouts outside the window. Right. Yeah, ambulance. I think I've heard one over here since the whole time I've been here. But shootouts and ambulances outside the studio, all those things, man. But we've been here, man. We've been steady and consistent. And I know one thing. You know, it's something that we can just be happy and we can just thank God for. How is Minister Devon? Devon, I'm assuming, is doing well. I have not talked to him. I talked to his mom. His mom, he's moved to Texas. That's all I know. He moved to Texas about a few months back. So I did reach out, though, on the last on the one email address. The phone number is dead, but I reached out on the email address, and he's never been he kind of squashed himself on social media a long time ago. So he's not a big social media person anymore. He's really only on there because of the show. And then he kind of killed it, like, when he stopped coming. So But yeah, Devon is doing. I'm going to hope and I'm praying that Devon is doing well. Let me say that. But I'll reach out again just because you just asked me, so I will reach out again. But thank everybody, man. All of the people who've helped us do this, man. 800. I was going to say 800 years. 800 shows. 800 shows, right? You know, like I said, it was Devon and you know, it was me and Devon. Then, you know, I went and bugged Tanya from before we even did this show when it was Candidly Speaking, when we was over there. Is Candidly Speaking still on? It probably is on Mondays. Yeah, so got to get shout out to even old Bishop Mullins over there, because had it not been for that show, it wouldn't be this show. So because I had no thoughts about ever doing anything like this ever. So, but yeah, man, all the people, all of our former hosts, co-hosts, from Sharissa to Parks to Henderson, Harold Washington, Daria, Angela. Who am I missing? Is that everybody? That's all. All our co-hosts, right? Yeah, I'm the regular co-hosts. Yeah. And then our guests and all that. I ain't finna try to go through all them people, but man, it's just a wonderful time, man. So it's something just to be grateful for. So always gonna be grateful for that. All right, look, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into our conversation for today. This was the article we were supposed to do last Monday, but we're gonna get into it today. Four ways to refresh when your soul is weary. Four ways to refresh when your soul is weary. Let's see. Yeah, we'll be right back. Where is that song? Why can't I find it? Oh, boom. There it is. Peace out, y'all. Be right back.
There's a time and season for everything, and I know the long wait can feel unreal. Wondering when you're gonna get what you think you deserve. If you think that's how it works, my friend, it don't. There are many things you have to learn to do before God can release what he has for you. While you're waiting on your blessings, work on yourself. Here are some things that you gotta learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your thoughts. You need to learn to watch your mouth. You gotta change what's in your heart. So you can handle it. Please understand, God knows what you want, and he also knows what's in your heart. If he give it to you now, you may crash and burn. You gotta learn how to wait till it's your turn. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other stuff will be added in time. I'm only sharing with you what I know, because these are some lessons I have to learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your phone. Your help comes from, cause faith without words is dead. You need to go to church so you can be saved. See, trials come to make you strong, but these are the lessons that will help you grow. I'm trying to share with you what I know.
Hang on, yeah.
You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn
while you wait.
You gotta change what's in your heart.
While you wait.
So you can handle me.
You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. While you wait.
You
Even though we are coming back from that, that's funny though what you said, Shane. We open. Even though things are opening back up, people still need to be. Some people are probably just tired, right? You know, and you got to figure out ways to refresh. And so I'm hoping that this article will do just that for you all, because it is something that I think will help us going forward. So we're gonna talk about this, man. We're gonna delve into it and see where this thing takes us. If my other computer would have came up, I would have been real good. But for some reason, because you was here, I chose not to even turn this computer on, which is crazy, because it's something I normally don't do. no article up, nothing over here. Right, all that. Anyway, all right. What? Can I get some internet over here on this iPad? Good Lord. Anyway, all right, so we do have this great article, four ways. Thank you, computer. Thank you, somebody, computer. Bueller. All right. Four ways to refresh. I'm about to take a break so I can get this fixed, because it's going to irritate my whole spirit. But we're going to see what happens. And you know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. So let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. Jamie, you ain't got to play the video. He's going to play the video again. Oh, it's in the middle. You gonna let the video finish play? Okay, we're gonna do that. We'll be incorrect password. Really? Yeah, we'll be right back. Y'all go ahead. TTLO.
It's so important, people of God.
Why don't you tell me the password is incorrect for
to get Apple into the very presence of God? Nothing.
Return.
technical difficulties on my side, but we are back. We are back. We are back. We got this good article simply entitled Four Ways to Refresh When Your Soul is Weary. Four Ways to Refresh When Your Soul is Weary. This is a good article, man. The writer says this. He simply says, we need to refresh when our souls are weary. He says, back in March, the prevailing thought was that we'd be back in our buildings for church services by May. Very few people expected the COVID pandemic to go this long. He says, it's now past May, and only a handful of churches have reopened at very limited percentages of their normal seating capacity. Some churches are working on plans for reopening in June and still limiting their seating, and many will not reopen till July or August. I like the latter. One of the major existing questions is, are your people ready to come back? How many are actually ready to come back? Surveys will help, he says, but it's more like refueling in flight. We have to move forward to get real answers. He says this elongated waiting combined with no such unknown is wearing on leaders. With so much unknown, he says, it's difficult to lead when moving forward is so encumbered. So no one is complaining, but leaders are honest about what feels like a desert experience. He says, as a leader, personally, he says, I'm accustomed to moving fast. Now I'm working at full strength, but it often seems more like holding things together in a holding pattern rather than moving forward. He says, perhaps you feel something similar, or others do, I'm sure. He says, leading during COVID is like being in a park with your engine running. You are ready to go, but you can't. Not yet, at least as not as much. He says it's good that we can go deeper in discipleship and care for more people we serve. Okay. And so many churches are doing just that. Yet part of our responsibility as leaders is to do what? See first. That part of the process of vision. That's part of the process of vision. We are to anticipate and see around the corner. When the corner keeps moving, leading becomes weary making. So the writer says, I'd like to offer you some ways to refresh your soul, right? All right, let's try this. He says, thoughts may help you through your current journey, may be a little bit lighter, more hopeful, and even more productive. So here we go. Four ways to refresh desert times of the soul. The first one says, knowing that God is moving, know that God is moving, even if it's hard to see. Know that God is moving, even if it's hard to see. This would be great if I could see, because this settings on my phone screen are extremely small. Okay, because you just can't zoom in like you can on the regular. All right, there we go. Here we go. All right, so the writer simply says this. He says, a few years back, God said something to him during a prayer that was one of those moments that you carry for a lifetime. He says, I was in a hurry that day, so I prayed for a shorter time than usual, and I remember moving quickly as I left my prayer room in the basement. As I was leaving, he says, God spoke clearly saying, it's okay for you to go and tend to your work, but I cannot be rushed. I genuinely felt his grace and love, and seemed that my prayer time wasn't measured in minutes, but if I wanted the fullness of his presence, that could not be rushed. Oh, that's good. So waiting upon God is not always easy, the writer says. But if you want to know how he's moving, you have to slow down and wait. Come on now. Y'all ought to get this. He says, I do too. He says, when we slow down for time with God, his plans become much clearer to us. When God chooses not to make his plans clear, come on now. When God chooses not to make his plans clear to us, when God chooses not to make his plans clear, his presence alone is enough, but that process cannot be rushed. Scripture is loaded with the idea of waiting. A few of my favorites are Psalm 27 and 14, Isaiah 30 and 18, and Isaiah 40 and 29. Here is the deal. We cannot be in a hurry to come back in the building. I think we would do ourselves a huge disservice if we try to rush ourselves back to the building. I know I appreciate this wonderful group that I'm in, this Be Better Together group with the pastors on Facebook. So many of them have started, they met like 2 weeks ago with their return plans. Most of them have already tried to set a return date of August because they want to see what the first month of of being back outside looks like. So a lot of them have set a return date of August. I think August is a safe bet, and it gives you time to make adjustments, right? August gives you enough time, and this is just Dana talking. So I'm just telling you what I'm telling you. I think August gives you enough time to see, to plan, to make sure everything is in place, everything that you need physically in your sanctuary, as far as hand sanitizers, sanitizing stations, entrance doors, exit doors, space between seatings. You know, because especially when you have a huge church like ours. You know, you can set up, I thought about this, Tanya, the other day. We could set up seating for families, right? How big is your group? Group of five? So literally, I think it's almost like you can do it via reservation. You can ask people to check in and say, you know what, you coming to church Sunday? How many people coming with your group? Well, Pastor, I got a group of six. Okay, cool. Your six are sick together because y'all all together. Put your six right here. Boom. Here's the Johnson section. Right. Johnson party of six. Right. And unfortunately, that's how we're going to have to be for maybe the first month that we come back. Maybe September, October, we can start to relax some of those things. But we may need to do that in the church house. And I know people say that's a lot to ask for smaller facilities. But you got to figure it out. You have to figure it out. You cannot be in a rush in a rush to come back. Again, y'all, we're talking about four ways. If I can get this up over here, because that would be so much easier because this phone ain't working for me. Yeah, there we go. Four ways to refresh when your soul is weary. Number two says, honesty with God is spirituality, is spiritually healthy, if I could read. Honesty with God is spiritually healthy. That's what it is. Honesty with God is spiritually healthy. The writer says this. He says, if you're frustrated, weary, anxious, even wondering if God is with you in your ministry, it's good to tell him. Oh, that's good. He goes on to say this. He says, if you're wondering about your church's future, remember, it's his church, and he cares more than you do, so to be blunt. Talk to God about exactly how you feel. He can handle it. This kind of honest conversation with God usually leads to spiritual self-reflection. It's in these kinds of prayers that the Holy Spirit often leads me to Psalm 139, 23 and 24, where it says this, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Come on now. Come on, come on, come on. This is good. This is good. This is good. Verse 23 says, uses the word anxious in the NIV, but you can insert many different words that represent what you are experiencing. God will meet you there and often begins with the question, why? Why are your thoughts so anxious? Why don't you trust God? How about that? Why do you not think God is still in control? The writer goes on to say this. He says, typically I'm reminded it's me, not God, or life circumstances, and he meets me there. My hunch is that it may be similar to that way with you as well. This process leads to a great peace, and your leadership burden becomes lighter because you remember you don't carry it alone. I think that's some of the issue with a lot of us. We don't have honest conversations with God. Think about that for a moment. We really don't have honest conversations with God. Honest conversations like, you know, like David did when he got caught up, right? David had the honest conversation with God. David said, look here, Lord, I know I messed up. He said, look, give me a clean heart, is what he said first, right? He said, give me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. That's what he said. David knew and recognize that he messed up. It's time for us possibly, come on now, to have real and reflective conversations with God. Now, you can say, well, God, you know, that good Christian excuse that we make all the time, the Lord knows my heart. Well, God knows how I really feel. Does he? See, the reason we don't like to say stuff is because, see, if we say it, then we own it. And so a lot of times we avoid saying things out of our mouths. We avoid real conversations. We're scared in relationships because we're afraid to have real conversations. We're afraid of to talk to our managers or our supervisors at work because we're afraid of a real conversation. We don't want to have to own it. We got a drone in the midst. We don't want to have to. We don't want to have to own the conversation, because if we say it out of our mouth, then it becomes a reality to us. That's why a lot of people don't like to admit they have a problem, a substance abuse problem, or a person abuse problem, or an addiction abuse problem, or an abusive problem, or whatever it may be. People don't want to admit that, because see, if I admit that, then that it becomes real to me. So as long as I don't say the words out of my mouth, as long as I don't let you in on my little secret, as long as I keep it to myself, as long as I don't tell you how hard it's getting, as long as I don't tell you how difficult a road I'm having, then it's okay. But it's time for us to have real reflective conversations with God. You know, that's the whole purpose of counseling. I'm going to help somebody in a minute. That's the whole purpose of counseling. But the counselor can't help you if you're not honest with the counselor. The therapist can't help you if you're not honest with the therapist. The therapist only goes by what you say. Huh? So you can say all day long, oh, I'm good. Oh, no, I'm fine. Oh, no, we don't have any problems. Oh, no, everything is great. You can do all that. You can do all that, and then you're going to leave out of there feeling just as empty as you did when you got there. But what would happen? What would happen? Actually showed up to the counselor and said, look here, I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm not real comfortable in this position that I'm in. This is hurting me. This situation is draining on me. This thing is killing me. It's taking my very breath away. Sometimes you got to talk to God and say, look, God, this thing is a little heavy on me right now. These issues have become a burdensome to me. This load on my back is a lot. This thing I'm carrying, these people that I'm trying to keep lifted, they're draining me, God. God, is there another solution? God, I'm tired. Right? God, I'm not okay. Can we fix our mouths to be honest with God? Can we fix our thoughts and our hearts to truly reflect how we're really feeling on the inside? Right? It's the difference between going to the gym and working out and putting in the work versus going to GNC, popping a whole bunch of pills, and then shooting steroids and creating fake muscle. Right? So you don't do no work. So on the outside, you look fit. On the outside, you squole, you big, you, yeah, I said squole, you squole with a SKQ, SKQWOLE, squole, yeah. Anyway, but you real big, right? And you look like you're muscular, but you can't kill a fly, right? You ever seen them guys who are so big they can't even lift their arms? Right, they can't even lift their arms straight up. I remember watching a video. This guy, his back was so big, and the guy put a post-it on his back, and he was struggling, just trying to. He could, you know, stuff that we take for granted, where you can just peel something off. He couldn't even reach, you know, just big for no reason. Right, so we walking around looking good. You know how we come to church on Sunday, all dressed up. We look good on the outside, but on the inside, our spirits are in a bad place. Our minds are in a bad place. Our hearts are broken. We're depressed. We're frustrated. We're mad. We're angry. We walk around with all this stuff, but on the outside, you look saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost. Huh? Y'all know how we do. We put on our best suits. You know, brothers, we get our beers all good and lined up. Ladies, y'all got more Mac on than anybody you've ever seen. We cover every blemish. We got new weave, new wig, new extensions, new this, new that. And we come to church. Oh, you just look so happy. But you tore up on the inside. You're tore up on the inside. And that's because we're not having honest conversations. And this is where Bible study is so important. This is why we just can't teach. We just can't teach arbitrary lessons. And I'm not saying the Bible has an arbitrary lesson. I'm saying teaching it just for the sake of teaching it. Right? That's why you have to have real conversation. That's why your singles ministries, if you have a singles ministry at your church, it has to be relevant. Right? Because I'm telling you like this, if you got a singles ministry and y'all ain't talking about sex, then what's the purpose of your singles ministry? If all you got is don't do it till you married, I don't know what to tell you. If you just going to tell your folks not to smoke, not to drink, not to do this, not to do that, and not give them real life experiences, tell them what happened with you. Tell them your story. Now, maybe you was perfect. You know, maybe you and your wife, you and your wife and your marriage and the kids all add up, the math all adds up. You know, y'all been married 25 years and the kids only like 20-something years old. Maybe the math all add up. But see, some of y'all, the math don't add up. You've been married 10 years, but y'all son 30. I mean, let's just, you know, come on. You know, and see, that's real conversation. That's real conversation, right? Or you married and he got one and you got one and whatever. It is what it is. Or don't nobody look like nobody. Let's have real conversations. Because those are the times that we live in. Those are the times we're living in now. We need to be able to have real conversations with people. Come on now. Bless you, Sister Sally. Sister Sally in the watch party. God bless you. Just celebrated her 94th birthday in May. Sister Sally Hogan, God bless you. But we got to have real conversations. Right? All right. Number three. We moving. We going to be almost on the regular on time. All right. Number three said, huh? You say, no, we're not. Every time I say that is when it gets messed up. Number three says, figure out where you will get your water. Oh, this is good. Figure out where you will get your water. The writer says this: desert times, weary times, dry times, yeah, can leave any leader thirsty. And we can choose to get our water or quench our thirst from a number of different sources. Matter of fact, Jalen, see that half a water bottle over there by you? Toss me that, please. Thank you. I didn't even see it, and I caught it. Hands, boy, hands. Anyway. But this is what he says. Obviously, God is our primary source. No one and no thing satisfies to the depth that God does. But in his kindness and according to the design of his creation, God gives us room to be human and allows us to be refreshed in several ways. But let's first acknowledge a few ways that may seem like they satisfy the soul, but they don't. Let's talk about this. Working harder. Huh? Working harder. Hard work is good, people. But working harder to fill an inner void is not healthy. Oh, God, I'm going to help somebody right now. That's going to bless somebody. Working hard to fill an inner void is not healthy. Some people believe if I just keep working, then everything else will just work out. No. It doesn't work that way. Come on now. Here's another one. Gaining approval from others. Come on now. The approval that matters most is from God and a small inner circle. The approval that enters from God is from a small, is the only one that matters, and from your small inner circle. You don't need a whole lot of people. You don't need a whole bunch of folk, right? You just need a core group of people that can be honest with you, right? Can we have real talk? I want to have a group of people that can tell me my breath stank. Real talk. If you ain't got no friends in your group that'll tell you your breath stank, that your teeth yellow, that you're a little musty, then you got the wrong group of people. I'm going to tell you right now. You got the wrong group of people. If you got folk around you ain't going to tell you your outfit too little, or that don't look right on you, that don't flatter you, that's too tight, it's too big, that's too bad. You need real people in your circle, right? You need some real people in your circle because sometimes you looking to gain approval from people. People will send you, as my producer likes to say, on the great send-off mission. Right, Captain Send-off over there. Right, right. Over there looking like the Captain Morgan. You over there. People will send you on a straight send-off mission. Have you out there looking real crazy? Talking about your makeup look good and you look like you like I need to be giving the eulogy ready. Your eyelash is so long you can't wear glasses. I mean, come on. Let me say what? You over there blinking like this. You don't see me? I'm sorry. Okay, let's keep going. Changing how you measure success. He says, lowering standards may make you feel better in the short term, but over time, it only changed lives that matter. It's only changed lives that matter. You can't keep lowering standards to say, okay, well, 8 people showed up to Bible study, so that's good. So now. That means there needs to be some change with your teaching. Maybe that means you need to do something different with your teaching. Maybe you're a dry teacher. Let me drink a little sip of this water. But I've been serving at the church for umpteen years, and the congregation ain't growing. Maybe there's a reason. And then you start lowering the standards. So instead of you teaching the gospel, now you start teaching feel-good messages. Oh, so now the people are coming, but ain't nobody's being saved. The people are coming, and ain't nobody being saved. I don't know about y'all, but my video froze. It's one of those things where you got to do a better job. So you can't just go around lowering your standards because you're trying to please people. It can't be about lowering standards and trying to please people. That does not work. Then he says, justifying drift. Justifying drift. He says, pressure can make any leader justify unacceptable actions. Drift from God can lower pressure, but it will not increase peace. Come on now, watch this. Can I help somebody? Y'all know the story of Jonah? Jonah, look, God was getting on Jonah's nerves. And God told Jonah to go over there to them folks in Nineveh and go over there and preach my word in Nineveh. And Jonah said, I ain't going over there with them folks. They're going to try to kill me. I ain't trying to be bothered with them folks. They ignorant. They evil. They this, they that, and the third. And Jonah said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just hop on this boat. And I'm going to go on this cruise. That's what I'm going to do. Jonah said, I'm going to take a cruise. The church will be there when I get back. And God said, okay, Jonah, huh? But you ain't going to have no peace. You ain't going to have no peace. So trying to move away from God, you're not going to get no peace. That's like folk who say, I ain't going back to church no more. And you think not being a member, I don't mean no harm. You think sitting at home and not being a member of the church is going to give you the peace you're looking for? Huh? God don't work that way. Because if he called you, you'll never have peace. If he's called you to a higher purpose, you're never going to have peace sitting at home. You're never going to have peace. Especially when he's called you to a higher purpose, you're never going to have peace. It's just never going to exist. Then unhealthy diversions. Unhealthy diversions. The writer says this: unhealthy diversions may feel good in the moment, but can become addictions and should be avoided at all costs. I think Pastor Person said something on Sunday about If the person you don't get with nobody that's crazier than you, is that what he said? Right. So again, unhealthy diversions feel good in the moment, but become addictions that should be avoided at all costs. He says, God has made room for you for your thirst to be refreshed, your soul satisfied, and your weariness to be lifted through ways such as the richness of friendships, the joy of laughter, the pleasure of a hobby you enjoy, the need for physical rest, and the satisfaction of learning and growth. Again, nothing meets your deepest needs like God himself, but don't miss out on all that he provides. It's okay to disconnect from people every now and then. Is it just me or is the feed going in and out? It's going in and out on my side too, on what I'm seeing, but right, okay. Because I'm seeing it on my thing. My thing is timed out, too. So, okay.
You good?
Oh, you green. Okay, well, you green, we good then. So that's green, too? Okay. 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 I'm just checking. All right. All right. Yeah, Felicia. So it might be just it may be a few selected folk that's having some issues. I don't know. But the writer says this, and I want you all to get this. There's a difference between a healthy distraction and an unhealthy distraction, right? I'll give you examples. So when I'm working on like I'm trying to put Bible study together for this week, and or when I'm working at school, or when I'm trying to put a sermon together, and I'm in the midst of putting a sermon together, sometimes there is I can have television on, I can have music on, I can have Facebook scrolling, I can have all this other stuff on. Those things are healthy distractions because of the way Dana's mind works, right? Because of the way my mind works. So, but you got to be able to tell the difference between healthy and unhealthy, right? That's just like there's good sugar and bad sugar. Okay, I see what everybody else seeing now on my live feed. But it's I don't know what it is because it's yeah. So anyway, it's okay to have some healthy distractions. It's just like the difference between eating one Krispy Kreme donut and a dozen of Krispy Kreme donuts, right? One good brownie from Pompeii, glory to him, or five, a whole doctorate. But four or five brownies from Pompeii is not a good idea. Or eating, or drinking a Grape Crush and eating strawberry ice cream, not a good idea. It's just not a good idea. It's having an issue. Or is it the internet? Okay. So again, it's one of those things. Let's get to point number four. Let's put the point number four. We good or do I need to take a break? Okay. We're going to take a quick break on the Blog Talk side. Be right back. Yep. They telling me I see Felicia. Felicia said frozen. Felicia. I told her whole name up. Yep. Yeah. Where is...
Let the devil know God is in control. When he tries to show his face, lift your hand.
To come on back.
Four ways
to refresh when your soul is weary. We were on point number four. Point number four was simply saying, it's a great time to deepen relational roots. It's a great time to deepen relational roots. I almost felt a T-shirt in my spirit, but I ain't going to say it. I forgot to tell you. You know somebody said it to me on Sunday. Ramona. I said something. And she saw me. She going to say, that's a T-shirt. But she listened to the show on Friday. Should ask her for a T-shirt contribution. The writer says this, it's a great time to deepen relationship. It's a great time to deepen relational roots. He says, in my perspective, everything comes down to relationships. The first relationship began in the garden with Adam, but became broken. It was restored through a relational covenant with Abraham and ultimately offered to all of us through a personal relationship with Jesus. It's a foundational biblical truth. Come on now. That relationships are key to our well-being. This is good. He says, whenever you face a difficult time, a leadership weary time, or possibly a spiritually dry time, a refreshed and a renewed sense of well-being comes from strengthened relationship. Pause for inventory and investment in your closet relationships. God, family, friends, colleagues. I like that word, colleagues. God, family, friends, and colleagues. That's what he says. If there's just one that could use your attention today, God, family, friends, and colleagues. Think about this for a moment. This whole time you've been out of church, and I've been saying this for a while. I think we're still going to be on time. This whole time we've been out of church, you had an opportunity to deepen your relation with God, to deepen your relationship with God. Because you don't have a church building to lean on, because you don't have and here's some things too, right? That this is some things that have probably shown itself. What is your relationship like with you go to church with? Because if you went 8 weeks and you've only talked to three people in the church, in the 8 weeks that we've been out of church, because we've been out of church a long time, and I say 8 weeks because that's how long we've been out of school, so I'm going with that number, right? In the 8 weeks we've been out of church, out of the church you go to, wherever you worship, wherever you fellowship with, are you still in contact with the members? What type of outreach have you done? Because one thing that this thing has taught us is that we can do church better. One thing being in the desert moment, but one of these things that it has shown us is that we can do church a whole lot better. What we've been doing in some aspects does not work. Felicia says, aren't the churches back open now? With 50 people. 50 people is the capacity. They said we could do 50. They moved the number from 10 to 50. But they also said it's up to the discretion of your pastor. But it's 50 is the number now, Felicia. Officially, that's what they said on Friday. Yeah, when we moved to phase, when we jumped to phase three. That's what they said, right? Yes? Okay. So, yeah, Felicia, that's where we are. So again, it's what has been the conversation? I've seen a lot of churches if you were a church that had outstanding small groups, then you didn't suffer as much through this process. If anything, your small groups got better. If anything, you learned who your new teachers are. If anything, you learned who your real soldiers are. Who's been soldiering while we've been in the midst of this pandemic. You know, like they said, when the fight comes, where are your people at? You know, remember that small circle we mentioned earlier, right? Remember the small circle? I just saw it's the 3 o'clock service. We went to eat, now we back. Really? Really? I just saw that. Anyway, really? The 3 o'clock? When's the last time you been to a 3 o'clock service, Tony? It's been a long time. I'm so glad we don't have. You say hi. So it's one of those things where we got to do. we got to do this is the time for us to show a better this is an opportunity for us. I've said this before. This is I said this when I was on with Donna Patrick last week. This is prime time for harvest. This is a prime time for planting, sowing, and reaping. This is the time for that. If we don't take an opportunity and take advantage of this time that we have right now, this is the time for you to be reflecting on your relationship with God. God, what can I do differently? God, when I go back to church, I don't want to go back and be the same member I was before. Even if you were doing 85% of the things right, God, I want to be better at the thing. I want to be better at the things I was doing right. And the things that I was struggling, God, at least make me – can look, the place where I was at, where I was failing, let me be average. The place where I was average, let me be great. And the place where I was great, let me exceed expectation. Let's treat it like a review. Huh? Can we do that? Can we say, God, stretch me further. See, we don't want to do that because it's a difficult conversation, right? Some of us don't want to be stretched. Some of us want to come back. Ooh, I just can't wait to get back to the third row on the left side, the fifth seat. Because if I could just get back to the church, I'd be all right. It just ain't the same. I ain't in the church house. Something has to give. Something has to be done differently. Something has to be willing. You have to be willing to stretch. You have to be willing to let God stretch you, to let God push you, to allow God to mold you in the direction that he wants you to go in. I ain't getting no witnesses. It's okay if I don't get a thumbs up or a heart. It's all right. I'll be all right. But I want you all to get this. I want you all to get this and have full understanding. There is going to come. We got to take advantage of this time now. I don't want to come back and be the same. I don't want to be the same preacher I was when we closed. And I can tell you already, I am not. I am not the same preacher I was before we had to leave the building. Right? Because some things I recognize that some stuff wasn't necessary. Oh, God, I'm going to help somebody. I recognize that some stuff wasn't necessary. Felicia says, I believe churches will look and feel different. That's good. That's good, Felicia. They will. They should. They shouldn't feel the same. Right? Even if your church didn't get a physical makeover, it should have got a spiritual one. Woo! I ain't going to say it. But even if your church got if it didn't get a physical makeover, spiritually, the energy in the room ought to be different. You already know I'm going to tell you the praise ought to be different. The worship, because see, you've been sitting at home practicing. Just you, your phone, your iPad, your Kindle, your tablet, your BlackBerry, whatever you're watching on. BlackBerry. Not the BlackBerry, that probably ain't working. It ain't working. Okay. But whatever it is, your situation should be different. When you come back, there ought to be something different about you. Come on now. That's it, Felicia. Spiritual makeover. And we ought to have one. I don't want to come back and do church the same. I don't want to come back and just go through the motions. Let's just follow the program. Now you pray, I read, you sing, you preach, we go home. It's time to eat. Go home after church, eat dinner, go sleep. That's it. I want to leave church feeling like I left it all on the altar. And I want to leave church with a purpose on Sunday. I want to come to church with expectation. Oh, God. Woo, that's it right there. I got to say it. T-shirt. I want to come with expectation. Come on now. I want to come with expectation. Uh-huh. And I just see I missed my thought just as quick as I had it. And see, because Tanya gave me a look and made me mess it up. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. When I had it, it was right there. It was right there. But I do. I want to come to church with expectation. Right? But then I want to leave church. Come on now, with a new purpose. Come to church with expectation, leave with a purpose. Oh, that's it right there. That is. T-shirt. Come with expectation, leave with a purpose. That's a T-shirt. What? You ain't. If there are any T-shirt designers who would like to partner with TTLO Radio, why would you?
would you? I'm just saying they could.
You need DNR. I'm just saying, if they got a t-shirt business, it would be a great partnership. No. Really? That's your thought process right now? It's 2020. Wait, let me. Look, I'm way over here, but look. Do the reset. But seriously, it is a time, man, to you know, my original t-shirt. What was my original t-shirt, Tanya? What's the order? Come on, get it right.
She gonna go look.
But I only been asking for one for like 3 years. Because you talking about your play with others.
I'm trying to get you.
Reset, retool, relaunch. That's the real teach. That's like the must have. We can't. Okay. I think we should have a contest for some of these shirt companies and have them make us one. And then we will make a deal and we'll do our advertising for that t-shirt company. I think that's a good move. That's fine. That meets your approval. Okay. Well, set it up. Look, now, see that way you set it up, and then you can, you know, you can feel how you feel, whatever, because you set it up. So there it is. Anyway, it's time to go. Say what? I'm done. Look, I like this article though. Everybody's gonna need a refresh, right? Everybody is going to need a spiritual refresh, and I think at a time like this, we have to take advantage of it. At a time like this, take this time off, right? Take this time away to come back renewed, right? I don't want y'all to come back the same way. I don't want to be. We shouldn't want to be the same. What's the purpose of going to the gym and never looking any different? What's the purpose of doing all that running, all that walking, lifting all them weights, putting all that stuff on y'all body? What's them things that them not girdles? What them things called waist trainers? Y'all wearing waist trainers all day, but then you still knock down a dozen donuts, or you'll knock down this or you'll do that. What's the purpose of doing all that and don't see any change and don't feel any different? When we were doing the spiritual. My journey to 50, and we were all in, we felt good, right? Our bodies felt different. We looked different too, right? Our bodies felt different, right? We were, you know, look, smoothie in it every day, right? You know, we wasn't no meat in the midst, no nothing. And it was part of the process. What's the purpose of doing all that if you're not going to change? What's the purpose of making all of those things happen if you're not going to change? Oh, does it? We good. We're going to pray. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Let's do that. Father God, we thank you, God, for the time we've had. God, we even thank you for the complications on tonight. Lord, we thank you that you have been good to us. God, we thank you, God, that even when you don't answer us quickly, that you still stay with us. Now, God, as we continue on and getting ready to move forward, God, we ask that you would continue to give us wisdom on how to proceed, God. We ask that you continue to give us wisdom on how and when to open churches. God, don't let us rush you. God, you've already said we can't rush you, God. So just give us wisdom to sit still and be still and know that you are God. Now, God, we leave this place whenever your presence. We ask for traveling mercy and grace. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Ooh, the graininess is real, huh? Over here looking like we on Betamax, huh? Magnavox. Look like Vizio to me. But anyway, so we go. Vizio, I even not say that they might be a sponsor one day. I said when we off the air. Anyway, look, y'all be good. I got to go. Look, if you got to drive through this special city we call the Shy. Keep your head on swivel. Y'all be blessed.
With your hands lifted up.